I'm joined by Gary Woplington, the man in overall charge of the youth section of Brentwood Town, also assistant manager at the moment. And talking of being in charge of the youth section is quite some task. How many teams are you in charge of down there?
Well, at the moment, we've got a total of 31 teams. But obviously, some of that includes five-a-side, seven-a-side. But in total, 31 teams, yeah.
And that's that. I mean, that's quite a number of staff under your control as well, isn't it? I mean, we're not talking full-blown academy setup, but we're talking a number of volunteers and coaches, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in essence, you've probably got two persons minimum per team. So again, you know, you're talking 60-odd staff if you have to actually have them all together at one particular time. Yeah, it's quite a lot of people.
And then I'm talking maybe, what, 300, 400 players, is that there?
I think at the last count, I think we were up to 400 players in total.
So that's ranging from what age to what age?
Well, we've actually got a soccer school, which, again, I run the soccer school on the Saturdays. So we've got children as young as three turning up for that. So we go from three right the way through to, well, 21s, although it's development team, so it's under 23, and obviously the first team, and a Sunday side as well.
So what's the ethos then at Brentwood Town Youth? What's it all about as a whole thing?
What we've got, in essence, the plan is that we produce children, or players, should I say, that are going to play for our first team. That is what we would like to do and what we would want to do. But obviously we want to give them the opportunity to play the best possible football that they can play, or they're able to play.
And what sort of leagues are they playing in then? Because they're playing in a few leagues, aren't they?
Yeah, at the moment we've got the Brentwood Community Alliance, we've got Chelmsford Youth League, and we've got the Eastern Junior Alliance, and then they also play in the Ryman League, which is the development team, and the Eastern Junior Counties Alliance team.
I mean, the Eastern Junior Alliance is a very competitive division, isn't it?
It is a very, very competitive division. I mean, I've only been sort of doing this with the Eastern Junior Alliance for probably two seasons running it, and a third season looking in, and I have to say it is a very, very competitive league, very competitive.
So you talk about players exiting through to the first team. Where else can players typically go once they've come through the youth setup?
Well, we've got a Sunday team, which is an adults team, which obviously they can play in the Brentwood Sunday League. At the moment, we've sort of looking at can we create another team or another league, which is the Olympian League, and possibly could we fill into that, which is obviously a lower level than the Ryman League. The difficulty with that is obviously, I think, a lot of our Eastern Junior Alliance players are capable of playing in the Essex Senior League or the Ryman League. So we do try and get the players, if they can't make our standard of the Ryman League, then we do try and push them out to other clubs, and good luck to them. We don't stand in their way. If they're good enough, they should go and play.
And what about then success stories under your control? Where have the players gone on to?
Well, one current success story this year really is if you look at Brightlin Sea Regent, who've just obviously been champions of the Ryman North, five ex-Brentwood players in there. I mean, we currently have three under 21 development players who have had games in the first team. One of them, who's been on, he's played last against Great Wakering last week, and then he was on the bench this week. So it's good. In the last 10 games, we've really pushed on and tried to push him into the team.
And all the teams from all across all your age groups have done great stuff this year, haven't they?
We've got the under-18s are in the County Cup final on the 26th, so that's next Wednesday. And then this Sunday, we've got the under-15s EGA in the County Cup final. So that's two teams throughout the whole of Essex in the County Cup final. And we have got other teams that are in other cup finals as well.
And, I mean, it really shows that the guys are sort of punching above the weight of where the first team is at the moment. You're taking on Concord Rangers in the Pelly Cup final on Wednesday, as you say. You're taking on a team like Morden and Tiptree that have been so successful this season, and they've got the connection with Colchester as well, haven't they? So
absolutely.
It just shows how strong Brentwood is in the youth thing, in the EJA and all the areas.
Absolutely. I mean, I think Brentwood has always been a hotbed for good, talented footballers. And what we're trying to do now, so just for argument's sake, and I use the example of a 16-year-old, if he's good enough and he's capable, then why shouldn't he be playing for the 17s or the 18s? And we will try and introduce that so that they are playing up, but also they've got the ability then to come back down. So they don't get carried away for argument's sake playing the 18. They have a taster, then they come back with their mates or whoever, or their teammates. And that's what we're trying to do. Introduce them to the best of their ability, so to speak. And then hopefully they'll get that chance to come in the first team.
And all that, and as we say, we're involved with the Brentwood first team as well. So I don't know how you get the time to do all this, but
well, I think you better ask my wife that. And I think the cliche, isn't it? I've been married for 30 good seasons. Is that the right way of putting it? She won't appreciate that, to be fair. But no, I think it's like everybody else. If you've got a passion for something, I like to think you're going to see that passion through. It is difficult. You do spend a lot of time here, and I don't think a lot of people really appreciate that. How much effort, not just me, but other volunteers put in. And one of the big things that I've sort of come into, the word club, and not just Brentwood, I think I've been involved in Doddinghurst, I've been chairman, I've been secretary, I've been child welfare officer. I think I've done every single role in football. A lot of people tend to forget the word club, which for me is very, very important. And I think if you're part of a club and you're working together a club, it makes life a happier place to be. And I think the players, the kids or whatever, if you say to them, go and play in the 17s because you're capable, they'll go and play in the 17s. Not, oh, I don't really know them people. I won't. But if you make it a good place to be, I think it makes life easier. So it makes your work easier, if that makes sense.
And you mentioned doing all the jobs in football. You were a man in black as well. You're a referee.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. I still referee. I had to come back a level, to be fair, because I didn't have the time. So I was level 4 doing the Ryman, mainly on the line, obviously. But yeah, I enjoy being a referee. It's interesting, and I've got my own style, and I think that style works, to be fair.
Do you ever sort of hope? Well, you don't hope that a linesman injures himself, but you ever see during a game and think, oh, I'll cover for the injured linesman today.
Well, funny enough, you say that. I did that on a Ryman League game this season. There was a referee pulled a calf muscle, and then I ended up being a line at Brentwood anyway. So from the bench to the line at Brentwood.
It's the magic of non-league football.
Which was quite interesting.
The boys made themselves safe in Ryman North on Monday. So, I mean, what a relief after. I mean, it's been an up and down season. The team's played well in periods, but certainly since Craig's has come in the first team environment or come in to head the first team, the boys have really
I think what it
done
is,
great games.
Is the last 10 games, we've got a good, I think we've got a good squad. And the last 10 games, I'm not. Tony was the manager previously, and Tony liked to play football, and there was and there was some good football played, to be fair. But you also have to be adaptable sometimes. So what we've tried to do now, we play good football, I think, but we also know how to play in the right areas. If that makes sense. So I think we've taken that on board a lot more, and it's proved good for us. We've got a good team spirit in there as well. They're a good bunch of lads. They work hard, and they stick together, which is, I think, is one of the best attributes that we've got, to be fair.
And you've got the last game coming up this weekend of the season. I mean, are plans being put in place for next season now?
Yeah, we've been talking to the chairman, Brian, about what we'd like to do if Craig is appointed again, and I'd like to think he would. He's done a very good job. I think we're happy with what we've got. And I think potentially, if we did another 10 games, who knows what would have happened? It would have been quite interesting, I think. And you've obviously got to strengthen. Of course you have. And I think everybody appreciates that. I mean, I had a conversation with the lads last night saying, look, we'd like you to stay with us. We'll meet up next Thursday. We'll have a debrief, if you want to call it that. And we'll go through what we would like to do and what we expect. I know. Football's football. I know that some people will go elsewhere, but I'd like to think that 95% of them are happy where they are. I think they are.
So we'll be hoping, obviously, that Brentwood fighting at the right end of the table next season.
I think potentially we could. We've got a lot of things happening at Brentwood. We're trying to get the infrastructure right. And that, for me, is very, very important. Because I think if you get the infrastructure right, and Chairman Brian is fighting really hard to get this infrastructure sorted out. And, you know, that includes ground improvements, et cetera, et cetera. And we've got to talk to the Brentwood Council, which we have been doing, to get that right. Because I think if you get that right, again, it makes for a good place to be. A good place to be. You know, I mean, our fan base, if you go on our Twitter, and thanks to those people, it's phenomenal what's happened. It's
I mean, certainly that's come in the last year or so, isn't it? It's absolutely exploded.
Absolutely. And you know, and those guys come in, week out to support us. And our crowd is gradually growing, you know. We're putting things in place and things like the youth. So for argument's sake, the under-8s, so we'll ask them to be the ball boys 1 week, mascots, etc. Then the under-9s the following week and under-10s. So we want to get all that right. But as you know, it takes time and it takes volunteers. And you know, you can always have another box of volunteers. You always need another box of volunteers.
So if people want to find out more about the youth setup of the club or attend trials, what do they need to do?
Well, at the moment, we've just had a new website sort of built, which is very good, which is in its infancy, and we're trying to get that all the information on there as much as we can. We use the Twitter or the social media quite a bit, and it literally is a question of going on that website or on the social media, and we will give you the dates when we're having trials, etc., 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 for what we're doing. As you say, we have got a community side and we have got an EGA side. So the community side obviously develops from the soccer school and gradually moves its way up until you get to that magic 13 age when the EGA kicks in, sort of thing. It can be a little bit ruthless then, I've got to be honest, and sometimes you have to be ruthless. That's football, you know. It's a game of opinions. One player fits one day, it doesn't fit the next day, but I think we've got it right. I think we've got it right, and you know, we're here to try and make sure that I think the children are playing in the appropriate place. I think we get on well with the other community clubs around here, the Huttons, the Brentwoods. I think we get on quite well with them, and you know, I certainly converse with them, and hopefully we're getting their best players. We're not trying to decimate their teams, but obviously their players need to play at their best level, if that makes sense. And I think it works well.